Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome, as I so often say, once more to Food for the Journey. And I pray that it will be good food, that there's something in here that will touch your life, because the Word of God is not like any other word. It's living, it's active, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. When you read the Bible with faith, it will bear fruit in your life quietly. It doesn't do anything necessarily, something great and grand, but quietly the Lord leads you. His word is living. Remember that. So today we celebrate the feast of St. Jerome Emiliani. He was chained when he was fettered as a prisoner of war in Italy in 1508. And from the dungeon, he asked Mary for help, and he escaped soon. He left time in a spirit of thanksgiving. He became the mayor. He returned to his native Venice when he began to attend the needs of abandoned children. He found them food and clothes and taught them the faith through a question and answer catechism. He also helped prostitutes, incurables, and the impoverished. Oh, brothers and sisters, here is a man who was wholly committed to the Lord no matter what happened to him. As soon as he was better from the war, he sought so much to serve others. You know, we can, if we've done a big job in serving somebody, we can easily sit back and say, okay, I'm done. I've done my fair share. No, we haven't. None of us have. Look around. Keep your eyes open for the needs of the poor. Whatever you can do, do it for them. And God will bless you very much. So now we take a look at the first book of Kings, chapter 8. We skip around here a bit. It's verses 22 to 23, and then 27 to 30. Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of the whole community of Israel. And stretching forth his hands toward heaven, he said, Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like you, in heaven above or on earth below. You keep your covenant of mercy with your servants who are faithful to you with their whole heart. Can it indeed be that God dwells on earth? If the heavens and the highest heavens cannot contain you, how much less this temple which I have built? Look kindly on the prayer and petition of your servant. O Lord my God, and listen to the cry of supplication which I, your servant, utter before you this day. May your eyes watch night and day over this temple, the place where you have decreed you shall be honored. May you heed the prayer which I, your servant, offer in this place. Listen to the petitions of your servant and of your people Israel, which they offer in this place. Listen from your heavenly dwelling and grant pardon. Brothers and sisters, take your needs to the Lord. Don't say, oh, this is just so difficult or more difficult than I can handle, and you end up depressed. I understand that, but turn to God. Turn to him and ask him, Lord, please, will you help me? Trust him. Might be a week, might be a month, but he comes and he helps. Psalm 84 tells us, how lovely is your dwelling place, Lord mighty God. My soul yearns and pines for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest in which she puts her young. Your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they who dwell in your house. Continually they praise you. O God, behold our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. I had rather one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I had rather lie at the threshold of the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. I just want to take one moment here to say that when I was born and came home, from the earliest days where I could recognize things, there was a crucifix and a picture of Jesus above the fireplace. And I've never forgotten that. I always look wherever I am, where's a crucifix? Where's a picture of Christ? Brothers and sisters, do that in your home. Just one picture or just one crucifix. But it reminds you so much every day of the one who saved you. He saved us, brothers and sisters. So let us offer honor to him and obey him. And then we look at the Gospel of Mark chapter 7, verses 1 to 13. When the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean hands, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and the scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You discard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He went on to say, "How well you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother, and whoever curses father or mother shall die.' Yet you say, 'If someone says to father or mother, any support you might have had from me is korban,'" meaning dedicated to God, "you allow him to do nothing more for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God in favor of your tradition that you have handed on, and you do many such things." Brothers and sisters, we have all our own traditions. We have all our promises or our ideas or whatever. We might do it once or twice for somebody, and then we forget, or we don't have time, or whatever the case may be. If you ask God, help me, Lord, to honor this person with what I say. Help me, Lord, every person, my father, my mother, my brothers, my sisters, my grandparents, all my relatives. Please, brothers and sisters, please, Lord, I give it all to you, and I ask that you would bless them. Don't just say, "I'll remember you in prayer." It's more to say, "Lord, help me. You help me to remember. And if you forget, God won't. But please turn to the Lord always with the needs that you have." There's a part of a reading from St. Jerome Emiliani. In 1537, he found the clerics regular of Somasco, also known as the Somascan Fathers and Brothers. They serve orphans and abandoned youth and the poor. And this is what he said in part. Beloved in Christ, I do not see any other remedy but these two. One, that we pray to the Eternal Father to send workers. The other, that we persevere until the end, that is, until the Lord will show a sign and we will understand that it is really His. As to my absence, know that I never abandon you through those little prayers I know. And though I am not on the battlefield with you, I hear the clash and raise my arms in prayer as much as I can. But the truth is that I am nothing. And you must also believe that my absence is necessary. The reasons are infinite, but if the company of the servants of the poor remains with Christ, the goal will be reached. Otherwise, everything will be lost. Therefore, pray to Christ by saying, "Remain with us, Lord, because it is nearly evening." In the meantime, do not fail to make provisions according to what God is inspiring you to do. Tell the seven to remember to take care of strengthening themselves in the love of God and neighbor. Go to confession and communion at the proper time. Recommend to the 12 to confirm themselves and their brothers in the works of Christ, to be careful not to turn back or allow others to turn back. The guardian is to make sure that the good traditions be preserved, to spare no one reproach, and to see that no one be idle. The lector is to urge that reading may be done more often than has been done thus far. Brothers and sisters, we are being asked, Lord, to pray, and to pray to God as God has taught us to pray, and to pray every day. And you say, you're too busy. If you're too busy for God, you are way out too busy. I know we can have a day or something happens or an accident, that kind of thing. That's different. But if you just say, I'm just busy about my work, if you don't give God time every day, why do you expect Him to be there when you really need Him? God is merciful, yes, but He's also watching you. And I really ask you, anyone who's listening to this program, please give God. You say, I'm so busy. Don't you carve out a time for a cup of coffee, maybe even at work? Brothers and sisters, you can take 15 minutes a day and tell God what it is you need and to thank Him for what He has done. He loves you. I just ask that God would bless you in these days of this new year, as I've been saying, and that we really, really try to follow Him more in this new year. Please don't make another day go by without making a decision for God. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.